Mutation, 25th of April, patient Sandra Zuccato, Z-U-C-C-A-T-O, date of birth 4/18/1942. Sandra Zuccato was seen for evaluation of possible parotid gland enlargement. Okay, paragraph. She states that her right, the right side of her face has been swollen for 5 or 6 weeks, but there's no pain or discomfort in the locally, period. There's no difficulty swallowing or hoarseness, and overall she states that her health is good, although she does have problems with dry eyes and mouth, period. Paragraph. Past history significant for hypertension, comma, hyperlipidemia, and type 2 diabetes, per paragraph. Family history is positive for, is notable for Sjogren's syndrome in her daughter, and her mother apparently had Cushing's syndrome, per paragraph. Social history, she works as a clinic manager, per paragraph. Current medications include metoprolol, ER, 25 milligrams daily, comma, Prilosec, 40 milligrams daily, comma, lisinopril plus HCTZ, 12.5 milligrams daily, comma, lisinopril, 20 milligrams daily, comma, Zocor, 40 milligrams daily, comma, fenofibrate, 145 milligrams daily, comma, alprazolam, 0.5 milligrams daily, and various vitamins and supplements, period. Paragraph. General review is notable for dryness of the mouth and eyes and Raynaud's phenomenon affecting her hands, period. Otherwise, comma, the systems review is negative for 12 systems evaluated on examination of blood pressure. 110 over 62, comma, 841 pounds, BMI is 23.5, period. The pulse is 70 per minute, comma, regular, period. The thyroid gland is not enlarged, period. Examination of her face and jaw reveals no definite evidence of glandular enlargement, and I did not think that her right parotid gland was particularly enlarged, period. The heart was normal, the lungs were clear, and the peripheral examination was otherwise grossly intact, per paragraph. A number of lab studies are performed, including rheumatoid factor, which is negative, comma, TSH 1.32, comma, thyroperoxidase negative, comma, serum calcium 10.3, comma, borderline, comma, PTH 28.2, comma, normal. The chemical profile is also normal, period. The Sjogren's antibody screen was negative, paragraph impression. Possible Sicker syndrome in a patient with type 2 diabetes, comma, borderline hypercalcemia, and Raynaud's phenomenon, per paragraph. At this point, I do not think that a significant underlying endocrine abnormality exists apart from type 2 diabetes, period. The borderline calcium level will be monitored in due course, and I've also suggested possible rheumatologic consultation for evaluation of possible Sicker syndrome, per paragraph, in dictation.